Bank of Cardiff, it's Jeremiah.
Somebody just called me?
Yeah, is this, I believe I'm, hopefully I say the name right, Teodoro?
Yes.
Do you go by a different name, or is that your the name you go by?
That's fine. What is this pertaining?
Yeah, you actually applied, asked for some information about our working capital programs.
I was expecting a phone call, yes.
Yeah. I'm just giving you that phone call here. Wanted to see if you had a few minutes to kind of discuss what you were looking for.
Yes, no, I was looking for working capital for the business. I needed to buy inventory.
Okay, what type of inventory is it?
Have you gone into my website? DuraBody.
Let me pull it up.
D-U. Yes.
D-U.
R-A. B-O-D-Y. USA.com.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Very cool. Gym and Cross Fitness Gloves. Okay, so do you, when you say to buy inventory, are you buying these specific, are you making them, or are you just buying
yes.
them wholesale? You create them and make them. It's your
That's
own
brand. That's my
brand.
Okay. It's my own brand, yes. We
okay.
just finished doing the Olympia. Do you know anything about this industry?
Very little, not too much.
Okay.
I'm helping a different business out that makes, I don't know if you've heard of Zoka, but they do apparel for biking, cycling,
okay.
actually.
That's what I'm basically doing right now.
Okay.
Because there's a niche market where I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for the apparel for all the people that are doing CrossFit and also... they're working out in gyms.
Yeah, just training equipment
yes.
and apparel. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how much are you looking for in particular?
I think my CFO made the application for 50.
50K. Okay. And can you give me the breakdown on how you guys would use that 50K?
Basically, buy two things. Manufacturing my products and selling them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so give me an example. So if you get the 50K, how much product will you get with that 50K?
Oh, we're opening up between leggings, joggers, hoodies, because winter's coming now, T-shirts, and also elbow sleeves. We're talking about a lot of inventory. Right now, I don't have exact because I could send you all the information.
Okay. Yeah, I would need to know like in detail what you're going to be using the money for and the whole $50,000 is going to go towards inventory. You don't have an idea of how much inventory you'll be getting.
Inventory.
In.
It'll be going to inventory and basically on presentations because I'm gonna be. I need to go to meetings and visit the big buyers.
Okay. So, presentation.
Big buyers, yeah.
Meetings. Okay. Let me ask you this. What do you think the return on investment would be on that 50K?
Well, my CFO will give you those numbers, but my profit margins for products, I'm looking at some profit margins are here, 150%.
Holy
some of them
God.
150%. I just, like I said, I did the Olympia, which
uh-huh.
is the Joe Weider. Once you have a chance, go to the website.
Yeah,
and
I'm
go
hearing.
To Mr. Olympia,
Mr.
Joe Weider. Uh-huh.
Okay. Is that on your website?
No, it's not. It's not on my website. I have one of the logos on my website if you go to the bottom. But go into... There's two websites I want you to go to.
Okay.
Go into Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger Expo. Put that in Google.
Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger Expo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got
going to where it says Ohio, because it's divided.
Oh,
he has,
Festival 2017.
He has Ohio. Yeah, has,
Arnold Sports Festival.
Yeah.
Okay, in Columbus,
right,
Ohio.
Right. That's the one I'm gonna be doing now in March. Okay, I did that event last year.
Okay.
And I have the photos. I have everything. The videos. It's basically on my Instagram. If you have a chance, join my Instagram, which is DuraBodyUSA. Okay?
Okay.
And there I had a 10 by 10 booth. And with the 10 by 10 booth, I've gotten customers, which I'm selling into Hong Kong, selling into Mexico, Colombia, Trinidad Tobago, and I did the Olympia.
That's
event,
cool.
The Mr. Olympia event. We're talking about an event, and once you have a chance, visit the YouTube. We're talking about an event that has, like the Arnold Schwarzenegger, has 950 booths.
Wow.
Yeah. And the Olympia is, it's half of that size, but the Olympia is with the event where they crown the Mr. Olympia. So that, and it crowns the Mr. Olympia, the Miss Bikini Olympia, you know, and so this has become a global market. And look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. He has an expo in Australia. You see it?
Yeah, I see it.
In Asia,
mm-hmm.
In South Africa, this, and in Spain.
And are you at all these expos?
No, I did the Olympia in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And I did the one last year in Ohio. But I want to do the LA Fit Expo in January. That's another one, the Fit Expo, the LA. That's
so,
in January. That'll open, that event will
mm-hmm.
open the Asian markets,
okay,
and the Californian market right there, basically,
okay.
Now I'm in negotiations with a couple of stores in the Las Vegas area,
okay,
and also in California because they came to the Olympia.
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah, they came to the Olympia. Go ahead.
What are you doing in sales? What have you done in sales so far?
Basically, in sales, I've done, like, for example, between 60, 70, around there, $1,000
from year to date?
No, not from year to date. I'm talking about, you took the breakdown monthly?
Monthly,
let me,
okay.
Yeah, okay. Let me speak to my CFO.
Okay.
Ileana? From year to date in sales?
From this year?
Yeah, from this year. Yeah, 300,000.
Okay, what about last year in sales? What'd you guys do?
Basically, last year in sales? Yeah.
Hi.
Hello, I have Liliana. She's the CFO. She's the one with the numbers.
Yeah, how you doing?
What I do basically is sales, marketing, and design.
Okay.
Yeah, no, let me ask you a question. The company was constituted last year. We actually was registered last year, 2015, in February 2015. I don't know if that's, so it's been over a year and a half since we have the company. Is there any limit of time as far as the company has to be in business?
No, we usually work with all businesses, at least a year. So you guys have been in business for a year and a half, or you just, has the business been around and you just bought the business, or did you start?
No, the brand has been around.
Okay, the brand has been around.
Yeah, but
what we basically did, it constituted the company as far as DuraBody USA, because of the demand of the customers.
Okay, so how long has DuraBody been in business for?
2015, February 2015.
Okay, February 2015. Okay, so it's a fairly new business. It won't be a problem. We can still help you out. In last year, from February 2015 to the end of the year, what did you guys do in sales for 2015?
In 2015, we did... I think it was, hold on one second, I gotta see what my accounting, but I think it was like $180,000 around that.
Okay, and already year to date, you guys are at 300 then, huh?
300, yeah, 280 and stuff like that. The thing is, we need more funds too, because we have a lot of projects with new items, you know, new products. New products, and we have a lot of new products that we want to launch.
Sure.
That we see that people is being requesting, and the needs of the market. Because since we've been in the business, you know what we try to do is we try to work on the needs. You know, people, what they requesting, what is in the market, what's the most seller items. As far as the equipment, so and we want to grow that part, but. Since, you know, that's what we need to, we're looking for, get funded through a company or through a bank.
Sure.
to see if they could help us out to get those funds.
What bank do you guys bank with right now?
What, say that again?
Who do you bank with right now?
With SunTrust.
Okay. And have you gone to them and tried to get a loan, or is your business too new?
You know what, banks right now, they're just like so hard to lend. And plus, to be honest with you, and that's what I wanted to ask you. I'm Teddy's wife. This is a family company, and we filed bankruptcy 2 years ago. So I don't know if that's something that you guys also will look into. That is something that. That is basically, because we found bankruptcy. So it's something that your company will be something that your bank wouldn't be looking into that or something like that?
Well, has the BK been discharged? Has it been taken care of? It's all taken care of?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll still work with you. We'll still work with you.
Yeah.
So basically what it comes down to, if you guys are, you want to get 50, I can probably get that. You're bringing in around 60,000 a month right now in sales. Is that what we're looking at?
Around that. Yes.
Between 50 to 60, right?
Between 50 to 60. I don't know what we need is about that same amount, because also we are doing a couple of local shows coming up, and that's why we also to increase more our sales and to increase more business, you know?
Sure. No, I totally understand. All right. Well, I tell you what, there's definitely something that we can do for you. Are you and Teddy 50-50 on the business, or does Teddy 100%? It's 50-50?
Our company is an LLC. Yes, okay. We are 50-50.
Okay, perfect. 50-50. All right, so I tell you what I'm going to do. How soon are you guys looking to bring on the funds?
Well, as soon as possible.
Okay, as soon as possible. And so I know Teddy didn't know this answer, but he wanted me to talk to you about it. So if we get you the 50,000, what are we looking at as far as like a return? Let's say in 1 year, all right? Let's say there's a 1 year term on it. What can you do with that 50,000 in a year?
Well, the 50,000, we're looking into return as soon as possible. I mean, to keep going, because obviously as much as the business grows, it's going to be more needs, you know, more investment, more money to invest, because it's growing and that's what we need. So, but as long as in a year, so you mean how long it would take to return to that money be worth, or how exactly your question is?
Yeah, so with our working capital, basically, with the BK, with you guys having the BK on the file, you probably won't qualify for a traditional bank loan. So what I'm thinking is that I want to get you guys a working capital loan. And mm-hmm. have you guys ever taken out a working capital loan before?
Well, I tell you what, we had a couple months ago, we needed it to for an in for about 10,000 miles. Uh-huh. So we received from one of these companies only 10,000 miles because we needed it. We just didn't need anything else anymore. Mm-hmm. So it was something, those loans that sometimes you get and to pay it quick, and we still there paying. Hold on 1 second. Yes.
Sure.
Hold on 1 second. Hold. Hold it. Can sorry. You? Can you hold on 1 second, sir?
Yeah. I can hold. No problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sir, I'm sorry, because it was a phone call from international, a customer that waiting for some documentation for the shipment. So.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, go ahead. So what question?
So what current loan do you have out right now? You said you have a working capital loan out right now.
Oh yeah, so it was only a $10,000 loan
Who's it with?
It's a company. Let me ask you. Let me see this number. Hold on 1 second. 'Cause we're looking into the interest fees too. They offer us more money. Swift Capital is cool.
Okay.
They're looking for more money. I mean, for lend us more money, but we didn't really want it to get any more, because the interest. That's why we wanted to chat with your. Company to see what you guys offer and everything like that.
Yeah, we'll get you. We'll definitely put you on a better program than Swift. Mm-hmm. How much do you owe them still?
Well, right now it was 12,000. It was 12,000, or 10,000, 12,000. We are we just got it for like 10 payments, so we are like half of it, like 5 payments.
Okay, so what would you say your balance is? Like an estimate?
Probably, hold on 1 second, let me tell you. Estimate about $3,500.
Okay, $3,500. And what is your payment on that? Do you guys pay daily, monthly?
Weekly.
Weekly payment. And how much is your weekly payment for?
$609.50. Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Perfect. So I do want to get you guys into a better program than what you're currently on right now. There is definitely something we can do here for you. What I can do is I'll send the application. I'm going to need both of your signatures, because you guys are 50-50 owners.
Yes.
And then I'm going to need some bank statements and a tax return. Did you guys have a tax return for 2015?
2015, she finished, because we had an extension.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, that'll be very helpful for us. What email should I send this list to?
You could send it to my email, Liliana.
How do you spell that?
L-I-L-I-A-N, as in Nancy, A, M as in mother, so Liliana M.
Okay.
At Durabody, D as a day, U-R-A, B as in boy, O-D-Y, USA.com.
USA.com, perfect.
Our taxes are not, to be honest with you, and I'm going to be transparent, because the idea here is to, I'm not really a good, because, I mean, it was first year, and, I mean, we really don't put, I know that, because I had spoken to my accountant about that.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know on that, and as far as the taxes.
Yeah, it's not a problem. The mainly what we're looking at for the tax return is really just to kind of verify your business. So with the tax return, we really look at to see,
try to keep it low for, and things like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Currently, right now, you guys are doing well in sales, and that's really what we'll look at. To see where you guys are, what you're doing right now, and where you're looking to head to, how to grow your business. So we do want to help you out. We do want to create a relationship.
Yeah,
we don't give.
One of the things that we do, we don't give credit. We don't have a receivable lending. We do business a lot of business overseas. We shipped overseas, but we don't give credit or anything like that. So our money, fluctuate very, very quick, because we don't give credit. And now, with all the shows and stuff like that local, and we're getting more and more required and more business, so right now that's what we do, and we grow, and our business is a tremendous thing. We have a lot of good projections and launching all the apparel line to the clothing line, which is part of all the accessory line that we are doing. So it's a lot of things, but also we trying to get the funds and to grow our business, because these shows also they're being good. We get a lot of business of the shows and stuff like that. But okay. We're looking to something that is quick for us, a quick loan, a faster return, things like that. Because I mean that's why it's a lot of projections. We're moving quick. And that's what is most important for us right now, and our business is just growing.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it is. So, Liliana, I'm gonna send you an email right now in about 2 minutes, giving you the application along with the short list of items that I would need. How soon do you think you can get everything back to me?
Well, as far as the bank statements, I have to go to the bank and get those that part, because I scan it and send it to you. Because the thing is that we don't manage, because something happened one time that we did on banking and online, and it got into our system and into our server, and we had issues on that. So we just all get our banking on mail. And so let me go. I try to do. How many months do you need?
I need 6 months. I'll send you the email of exactly
send
what I would
the
need.
Email? No, yeah. In a couple of days. You should have that in a couple of days. I don't think that it's gonna be it shouldn't be taking that long. I mean, in a couple of days, I will send you that.
Perfect. Then I'll follow. If I don't receive anything by Wednesday, I'll give you a call.
By Wednesday, yeah. I think by Wednesday, I will send you everything. So, because right now I have a couple of meetings, so I have to sit down and put everything together. So,
sure.
And so I'm being like kind of busy, caught up, because I'm traveling on Thursday. So so you know, it's like I'm being running with all this and stuff like that. So.
Okay. Well, I totally understand. I'll send that over. Do you have my direct line? Do you want to take it down?
No,
again?
Yes. Give me your direct line. If you have any questions, I will definitely call you. What's your name again?
It's Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Okay.
And my direct line is
858-908-8867. Now, is any extension?
No, it's a direct line.
Oh, this is really like. Let me ask you a question, Jeremiah, because
sure.
When I fill that that application real quick, it says a bank of Cardiff. I mean, that's what it called my attention. I mean, usually we get a lot of information through the mail and see. But my question to you is exactly how of your is this a bank? This is a private company. What exactly it's
What do we do?
You guys offer, yes.
Sure. No, I totally understand. We're a private business bank. So we're not FDIC approved, which means we're not a depository bank, which means people don't come in here and make deposits with us. However, we only work with private businesses. We don't work with people who are just looking to finance vehicles or their homes. We only want to help businesses grow. So a lot of times we try to give working capital. We try to do traditional loans, but in certain situations like your guys's, where you have a BK on file, we may not be able to do the traditional, but we can still do something as far as like getting you capital as an unsecured loan. The rate's going to be typically just a little bit higher, but I know I can be swift capital for sure. There are a couple other big lenders, big banks out there that we work with where if we can't get you the full approval, we kind of go in with them and kind of partner up and create one big approval for you.
Yeah, because that's what the idea also is, you know, for us.
Yeah.
I mean, I say 50,000, I mean, to be as low as, but the idea is as much as we could get, as much as we could extend our payment, and we're looking to pay the lease a month, because you know what, we do a lot of international business.
Yeah.
And international business is not something that you do domestically or that you sell, you know, on a daily basis, as far as that you get money rotated. International business is a little different because the wire transfers, they take a
right.
couple of days. They, you know, so we want somebody to understand the type of business that we are into.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing. We have a beautiful business. We know that we could bring business to a next level.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for a working capital, but a bank or a private entity that help us to grow our business, but at the same time to understand our business. Because, like I said, I mean, weekly is good, but sometimes it takes a couple of days to get. So we're looking into something that probably to withdraw every, I mean, if it's possible every month, everything depending. So that's why we are better yet to earn a good amount, so we don't have to go over where we could have leave us a space to keep growing our business, okay?
Sure.
And we're importing, you know, every 3 months, every 2 to 3 months. That's what we are doing also. And we're selling more and growing more. And that's the key of everything. We basically what we need the money is for to buy more, you know, inventory, to buy more products.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds good. And we definitely are going to review the entire file. We actually have a team of underwriters that will review the file. We'll look at where you guys are headed, what you're trying to do. Obviously, you know, with what's going on and how you guys, what you want to do. We want to try to give you what you want, right? That's
mm-hmm.
our goal, is to be able to help mm-hmm. you out. Because in the future, we'd love to be able to just be your financial backing for the business.
Yeah, I will. I really appreciate that. I mean, if you could help us out on this, I mean, you get customer for a long time, because that's the idea, you know, that's the idea
yeah.
that we continue growing, and that your bank will help us to grow the business. So that's why, and a good, I mean, also, but we have the profits. I mean, some products are, you know, 60-70%. We some products are 100-something%. You know, we have the products, because that's a beauty thing about the apparel, about, you know, all these type of business, you know.
Yeah.
So and then we must to have it, because if we look into you know, to lend money and stuff like that, we need definitely need to cover our, you know, our interest rates and stuff like that, no? But
sure.
Also we're looking into something lower. I mean, we understand if you're a private entity, it's not going to be the same thing as a bank,
right.
Regular. But, I mean, if it's something that we could afford and we could, you know, help us to grow our business and we could continue, I mean, that's something that we would take. Because in otherwise, it wouldn't be for us, we wouldn't really go into it. We don't want any high interest where we're going to be, you know, basically profits going in interest only. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But you got to, you know, that's why we're going to review the file. And you got to keep in mind, too, with having the BK, it's tough, right? So it's tough to get that traditional loan that
mm-hmm.
most businesses can get anywhere from like the 5 to 8%. You know, mm-hmm. in your guys' situation, what I feel is best, I've helped out a couple other businesses that were very similar where they were growing and they didn't want to use all their money for profits to pay for the loan. However, they needed to get to that next step, right? So
yeah.
My goal is to get you the lowest, obviously, rate possible and
mm-hmm.
to help you guys grow. But you can't grow unless you get the extra money, right? So if we can get you anywhere between 50 to 100,000, I want to put you guys in a good position in getting that money and using it to grow your business. It's going to cost you a little bit more than a traditional bank. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not going to be that low interest rate. But
mm-hmm.
by doing this first-time loan or taking a loan with us, it'll build that relationship between us,
mm-hmm.
both of us, your business and the bank. And in the future, if you guys need more money, you're going to get better rates. You're going to get better programs. Right? So
no.
That's
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's important to understand that, you know, because it's unsecured. So the money we give you, we're not... we're not going to put your house on as collateral or any of your assets that you guys have.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask another question. How do your bank or how do your company base to see how much money to lend? I mean, what exactly do you, your underwriter will look into it?
Yeah, good question. So we take a bunch of things into consideration, different factors like time in business, your credit, your sales, the industry that you're in. There's so many different factors that really kind of come into play, but we primarily look at your sales. So if you guys are telling me that you have anywhere from 50 to 60K a month coming in, it's going to look really well for the business. It's going to show that the business is generating money, which then we would feel more comfortable in generating a higher approval for you.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure because, I mean, as far as the taxes and stuff like that, I know I haven't really gone through all that exactly with accounting, but, since it was the first year, we very basically lowered that part, So
sure.
I just want to ask you because I don't want to waste our time and provide all kind of information, and I just want to be honest. That's what I said to you. It's something that, as far as the background to you, is something that you guys I could provide, everything is being clear, but I just want to make sure that your company will accept all those things because, this way you don't lose the time. I don't lose my time either. You understand what I'm saying? Putting everything together.
Of course. I totally understand. Like I said, I've helped out multiple businesses that have bankruptcies. So the bankruptcy is not concerning to me. I mean, it'll affect it a little bit, but I've gotten businesses approved with bankruptcies. As long as you're not in a bankruptcy currently right now.
No, we're not.
It shouldn't be an issue that'll hold us back.
And we could provide the
documentation.
Yeah, that's not any problem.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you that email, Liliana, and then Liliana. Okay, so I got LilianaM@DuraBodyUSA.com.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be waiting for your email, and we'll be in contact. If you have any questions, I definitely will let you know, and I will. Do you need the application signed before, or you want me to send it with all the documentation that you need?
I want you to send it back, if you could, with everything at once. I'll send you the application in the email for you to sign, and I'm going to need you to fill one out and then your husband to fill one out. I need both of your signatures on in the application.
Okay, perfect.
Okay?
Sounds great. Okay, not a problem. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It was nice talking with you, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.